kind of take the momentum away from you and you got it back. What allowed you to get it back?
Corposalo is the one who kept us in, first of all, with the second period of who knows how many turnovers and, what was it, four penalties?
Yeah.
We didn't even give ourselves a chance to play there. But then I thought we were smarter with the puck in the third period, as we were in the first period, as far as putting into areas, just playing a simple game, putting pucks on the net, and staying out of the box. I mean, we got zero momentum in the second period by just taking so many penalties.
How gratifying is it for you to see a guy like Brandon Saad get number 30, now two guys on your team with 30?
Yeah, yeah, he's a dangerous guy. He's a big part of our future. I watched him and Eichel go stride for stride there, yeah. So he's a huge part of our team, and I'm glad. We're done after tomorrow. It's nice for those guys to have those type of milestones, I guess. And we expect more of it when we get going next year.
And team-wise, you speak frequently of seeing the smiles in the dressing room and whatever, how gratifying that is at this time of the year to string a couple together here and have those kind of milestones happen.
Yeah, it's no one wants to be in this situation. As I said, I hope everybody remembers the feeling of being in this situation. Really, when other teams are just getting ramped up to play the real stuff. But if you're in it, and I do, I think our team has handled themselves well enough here. They've played hard, and to win games, that's what you do. That's what you're supposed to be doing, is winning hockey games. So I'm happy for them in a pretty crappy situation.
Corposalo